morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Congratulations!
Thank you.
How are you feeling today?
Great. I kind of still can't believe it, but I feel really, really good right now.
Did you, last night, sleep with the metal around your neck?
No, I didn't. I put it in my drawer to make sure that nobody would come and take it.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
23.
You sound real young. How long have you, like, in your life, how long have you been training for this moment?
16 years.
16
much.
Years.
Yes.
Now, when you eventually do take that dive, can you actually see your partner and see exactly how synced you are before you hit the water?
Yes, we do see each other in the air. It is hard to see my partner, but when we're really synchronized, we do see each other.
Yeah.
And on that last dive, all we needed really was to land vertically. And as soon as we hit the water, I came out and looked at my partner and asked her if she got her dive, and she said yes. So I knew that was enough for at least the podium.
Yeah.
We didn't know which color it would have been, but at least we knew we were on the podium. And when we saw that we were in third place, it was absolutely amazing.
How long have you guys been diving together?
7 years.
7 years. Now, is this like a working relationship that you guys have, or do you have to be tight? Like, do you have to be friends?
No, it really... I think the reason why we're such an amazing team and that we stick together is because we're really best friends out of diving. A lot of the synchro partners that compete against us are not exactly like us and haven't been diving together as long as us, but you really just need to work to understand the other person as well, and that's what really makes us one of the best teams in the world.
Who do you have there with you? Do you have family with you?
Yes, my mom, my dad, and my boyfriend are here. They came and support me yesterday, and it was absolutely amazing to see them in the stands.
Megan Benfito's on the Roz and Mocha Show. She scored a bronze medal in synchronized diving at the Olympics yesterday.
Are you aware of the like love and support that you get from the people back here, or are you just so isolated that it hasn't sunk in yet?
Yet because there's so many people that support me. I know that all my family back home, my friends, my teammates back home, we're all together watching it at the Olympic Stadium where we train. So we do feel it, but we try to concentrate on what we have to do here, and that's exactly what we did. But we do know that everybody was watching and supporting us and probably screaming and crying when we won that medal.
When you did win and you got back to your hotel room, you just had time to kind of relax, and you checked your phone. How many missed calls and or text messages did you see on your phone?
Too many. It was crazy. As soon as, because I have a BlackBerry and I can't use it exactly when we're at the pool, when I open the Wi-Fi here at the hotel, the BBMs went absolutely crazy. Facebook, Twitter just kind of exploded. But it's amazing to see how many people support diving, support Canadian athletes. It's really great.
Back in June, you were in Toronto and threw the first pitch at the Jays game. You said it was terrifying and harder than this. Was it really?
It was. It honestly, I think I was just more shy and nervous because, I mean, pitching, throwing a baseball is not exactly what I do. And diving, I have total control of exactly what I do. I've been training for 16 years for this. To be in that Blue Jay Stadium was incredible. There were so many people there, and I was kind of afraid that my ball wouldn't get to Ricky Romero. It was
crazy, but... Hey, not to put any more pressure on you, but you do know, like, a few billion people are watching on television every single day, right?
Yes, I know, but it's not the same.
Okay. And I know that the weather's been real lousy out there. I'm not sure what the condition is. I think it's rickets. Just don't get rickets, okay?
I'll try.
Okay, yeah, try.
Megan, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5, and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.